Weyburn, the Southeast Cornerstone Public School Division and the Holy Family Roman Catholic Separate School Division have released their respective safe school plans for when the 2021-22 school year begins September 1. Cornerstone says all physical schools will adhere to the developed guidelines. Cyberstone Virtual School is open for enrollment for those choosing a virtual environment for safety or personal reasons. The public division says it is committed to working with its local medical health officers and health team to monitor the status and make changes to address the safety of students, staff and community. Beginning September 1 and until further notice, in Cornerstone, students in grade 6 and under will be required to wear masks indoors at times where student cohorts are mixing, such as assemblies or paired class activities while in an indoor setting. Cohorts are defined as groups of students who are together for the majority of the school day. At the pre-kindergarten to grade 6 level, this is by grade, classroom. All adults and students in grade 7 and up, including visitors, vaccinated or not, are required to wear masks indoors when in areas and at functions where children under the age of 12, grade 6 and under, are present and in mixed cohorts. All students, Prec 12, and staff are required to wear masks on school buses due to the proximity of students who have not had access to vaccinations and the mixing of cohorts. This will be revisited upon vaccination availability, Cornerstone said in its plan. All individuals, students, staff, and visitors who are not fully vaccinated are strongly recommended and encouraged to always wear masks while at school, or during school events. This is especially important, and is a staff responsibility, for staff working with children under the age of 12, grade 6 and under, and for students who are immune compromised. Visitors during the school day are directed to attend the office. Visitors to classrooms are not permitted during the instructional day for grade 6 and under classrooms. Masks will be made available at the schools. Based on local epidemiology, including potential outbreaks at schools and in communities, masks may be required in specific schools for all ages, staff and students, for the duration of an outbreak. This decision and direction will be made in consultation with local medical health officers. While we anticipate the ability to remain localized as we respond, there may be significant changes and challenges in epidemiology that would require whole system response, including masking or remote learning. Health will conduct contact tracing as required. Public health officials will provide direction to individuals regarding isolation periods. Parents will be notified by SECPSD, schools when there has been an exposure in school, class. Communication will be via school messenger. If a full class has been identified as close contacts by health officials and if they are self-isolating, the class will move to remote learning for that period of time. Where the 2021-22 Safe Schools Plan is silent on direction, the direction is a return to pre-pandemic practices. Holy Family says the key objective of its Safe School Plan is to reduce the risk of COVID-19 transmission in Holy Family with attention to the Ministry Safe School Plan, Saskatchewan Health Authority MHO Best Practice and Board Direction. Students, staff and families who are ill should stay home. Self-screening is in place for staff, safe school signage exists at all locations, and personal protective equipment is available at all sites. Beginning August 24 and until further notice, school visitors must wear masks and report to the school office. All staff and students grade 7 and over, vaccinated or not, are required to wear masks indoors when in common areas and in any mixed groups. Masks may be removed once inside their classrooms if safety protocols can be maintained. All staff and students in grade 6 and under will be required to wear masks indoors at all times in common areas and when their group is mixing with others. Masks may be removed once inside their classrooms if safety protocols can be maintained. All staff and students in grade 7 and up who are not fully vaccinated are strongly encouraged to wear masks while at school. This is critical when associating with vulnerable staff and students below the age of 12. Masking expectations may change in the future depending on several variables. We have the support of our local medical health officers on this matter and status will be monitored. Our key priority remains putting into practice conditions that help reduce the spread of this pandemic, Holy Family stated in a news release. Student transportation safety precautions will align with local medical officer, assigned seating and attendance procedures. Cleaning and disinfecting protocols are in place. Masking is required for all staff and all students on buses. All staff will demonstrate occupational health and safety compliance and refresh handwashing practices with students. Proper wash and drinking facilities are operational. Hand sanitization stations remain. School staff will create a plan to address school safety that will include safe student and staff movement, grade groupings, seating plans, recess procedures, and safe meal groupings. Student isolation rooms remain available on all school sites, and staff have been trained to address the needs in this area. At this time, regular activities are resumed for sports, fitness, dance, drama, band, choral, field trips, and extracurricular activities, all following safety protocols. Mental health and well-being of students and staff is of high importance, and each school will have a plan to address this area with the support of division office. Vulnerable staff and students relative to COVID will be cared for on an individual basis. Holy Family says it will work closely with local medical officers to address emerging needs. It is strongly recommended that all parties become vaccinated when they are able. Students, staff, and families are encouraged to access testing when needed.